Good evening and welcome to Sac City. Tonight, a 2A Region 3 girls basketball matchup is coming your way on Kick 106.7. The East Sac County Raiders enter the postseason 9-12 overall after finishing 6-5 in the Twin Lakes Conference, and they welcome the 10-11 Madrid Tigers from the West Central Activities Conference, where they finished 4-11. I'm Nick Brinks, and this is the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. I'll bring you all of the action tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth here at the East Sac County Elementary School on the west side of Sac City, and it's good to be with you tonight. Both teams closed out the regular season with losses on Tuesday for East Sac County. It was an overtime heartbreaker, falling to rival South Central Calhoun 52-50. It wasn't for a lack of effort, though, from Sarah Bontrager. She went for 21 points and 5 steals, and she knocked down 4 threes on the night. Reese Ashinger chipped in 10 points, 4 rebounds and 3 steals for her. And for Madrid, they dropped their regular season finale at ACGC 65-30. And their leading scorer was Maisie Surratt, a 10.4 rebound performance for her. We'll take a quick break and be back with more of your Mackey Motors pregame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. We will take a look at our starting lineups. We'll check out our broadcast schedule for tonight, and we'll see how these teams compare as we get ready for this first-round matchup in 2A Region 3. You're listening to Kick 106.7 live from Sac City.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Jacobson Seed, family-owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family-owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family-owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you, and they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
We return to the Gatorade broadcast booth in Sac City. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform as we get ready for this Madrid and East Sac County girls basketball matchup. It is a first round matchup in 2A Region 3. Tonight's winner gets to play a top five team in the state. The Hinton Blackhawks, with just one loss on the year, they are ranked number 3 in 2A, and they await the winner of this matchup here in Sac City tonight. For the Raiders, they're hoping they can advance and pull a rabbit out of the hat coming up on Friday. Here's a look at our broadcast schedule tonight. We have two 3A matchups for you with the CB Sports Network over on 93.7 KKRL, 3A Region 7. Carroll is hosting Humboldt. Jeff Blankman's on the broadcast there as the Tigers face Humboldt to try to move on to the next round. And on KCIM, a 3A Region 2 matchup, Kemper's hosting Red Oak. Mason Nealand has the broadcast for that one. Before we take a look at our starting lineups, we do want to say congratulations to a couple East Sac County wrestlers who have qualified for next week's state tournament, Dawson Allen and Cal McCullough. Your starting lineups for tonight, we begin with your Raiders. They'll be in the white uniforms, Raiders in red on the chest, black numbers outlined in red. And here they are. Chloe Barrett, a 5'1 senior. She leads the team in steals with 2.5 to go along with her 3.5 points a game. Leading scorer is Sarah Bontrager, the senior, with 13 points a game. Jordan Carroll is a 5'7 senior. Reese Ashinger, a 5'11 freshman, the number two scorer on the team, just over 9 points a game. And she's also top two in rebounding, 5.2 boards per game. And the fifth and final starter for East Sac County tonight, a 6-foot sophomore, Miranda Gertis, 5.5 points and a team-high 5.8 rebounds. Those are your 9-12 East Sac County Raiders under first-year head coach Josh Dietrich. And for the Madrid Tigers, 10-11 on the year, 4-11 in the West Central Activities Conference led by head coach Kelvin Adams. Here are their starters tonight. And right off the top, you'll have to contend with someone averaging very close to a double-double, a 6-foot senior, Lauren Dvorak, 9 points, 11 rebounds, not too shabby for the senior. A 5'9 freshman, Maisie Surratt, 7 points, 4 boards a game for her. A junior, 5'5, Audrey Brown, she leads the team in assists, just under 3 per game to go along with a couple points per contest. Leading scorer, and she's a threat behind the arc as well, a 5'9 senior, Laura Eagleton, 15 points a game, team-high 2.2 steals per contest. And the fifth and final starter for the visiting Madrid Tigers tonight, a 5'6 senior, Samantha Springer, averaging 6 points, 3 boards, and a couple assists per game. It'll be the first matchup between Madrid and East Sac County in girls basketball, and the winner tonight moves on to the regional quarterfinals in Hinton on Friday night. We'll take a break. We'll be back to wrap up our Mackey Motors pregame show. First tip on the way as well. You're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll. Live from Sac City, I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Away from getting this girls' opener underway tonight on Kick 106.7 live from the elementary school for East Sac County here in Sac City. I'm Nick Brinks. Good to be with you tonight on Valentine's Day. I've got my wife here. We've got a date night. She's keeping stats for me. How romantic is that? It's good to have you along tonight on Kick 106.7 as we get ready for this Madrid and East Sac County matchup as the Tigers are being introduced and they are in the very easy to spot. Bright orange jerseys and shorts. White numbers for Madrid. And again, your Raiders in the all-whites with black trim. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Let's take a look at how these two teams shake out statistically. You've got East Sac County with a slight edge, point per game wise, 46-40.5. Everything else, almost a dead heat tie. Madrid's giving up 41 points a game, East Sac giving up 42 a game. Field goal percentage, pretty comparable, 36-35%. East Sac County with a slight edge. East Sac shoots the three just a little better, 30-26%. Madrid rebounds about 30 a game, 28 for the Raiders. Turnovers per game, both turning it over 18 times a game. Tip-off is next. You're listening to Kick 106.7 live from Sac City.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Back in the Gatorade broadcast booth, ready to get this 2A playoff opener underway. Our only 2A team in action tonight, the East Sac County Raiders. We've got a couple 3A squads facing off tonight. Kemper hosting Red Oak on KCIM. Carroll's hosting Humboldt on KKRL. And actually, those might have been flip-flopped. I might have noted those incorrectly earlier. It's actually... No, that's right. Carroll's on KKRL. Kemper's on KCIM. We've got it right. I doubted myself. Raiders, Tigers about to square off in the circle. It'll be Miranda Gertis, the 6-foot sophomore for the Raiders. She'll square off against Lauren Dvorak. And the Raiders punch it back quickly to Sarah Bontrager. And now the Raiders go to work from the left corner. Reese Ashinger to the top. Jordan Carroll, a spin move, toss left side. Ashinger drives inside, tries to lay it up with the acrobatic move, won't go her way, and Lauren Dvorak, a team-high 11 rebounds a game, comes up with one for the Tigers. Tipped pass into the air, and it's stolen. Raiders take it the other way. Chloe Barrett kicks it out to the corner, and Sarah Bontrager with the Barrett assist. Bontrager knocks down the three from the left corner, her 63rd for this year, and a team-high this season. A 3-0 lead for the Raiders early in the going here. Live from Sac City in the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining me for Raider basketball tonight. Both teams come in just under 500. Madrid 10-11, East Sac County 9-12. The Raiders get the home game. And the right wing three is off the mark, but an offensive board inside for Laura Eagleton, their leading scorer. Back-to-back offensive rebounds, and Maisie Surratt, a freshman, puts the Tigers on the board. Now Bontrager with a deflected pass into the front court. She finds Reese Ashinger. Ashinger turns and finds Barrett at the top. She looks right, nobody open, inside. Down to Gertis, kick out to the wing right side. Jordan Carroll in the corner, toss to Ashinger. Deflected ball out of bounds, intended for Gertis. And that is off her fingertips. That'll be a turnover. And the Raiders will give it up to Madrid. 3-2, East Sac County with the early lead here on Kick 106.7. Thanks so much to Mackey Motors for bringing you the pregame show tonight. And in our postgame show, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Welcome to delicious Culver's. 6:20 remaining, opening quarter. A toss inside and a shot blocked. And actually, I think they're going to say that was not blocked because it would have been last touched by the Raiders otherwise. It's just a short shot, no good, out of bounds. Inbound pass. They're going to have to contend with the full court press. pass inside, deflected, picked up by Barrett. She rifled the pass to the wing. It was well covered, but a lucky roll. And now Barrett to the free throw line. Turns. Nobody open. Looks. Cuts it downstairs to Carroll, and that rolls off no good. Another rebound for Dvorak, averaging 11 a game. She's got a couple in the early going. It's still 3-2, Esack County with the lead in the front court, under 6 minutes to go. Pass right wing, Samantha Springer to the left side. Kick out up top, the steal for Bontrager, and the finish on the layup. She gets it to go. She's got a three, a steal, and a layup here in the early going. Averaging 13 points a game and a team-high three steals, and she's well on her way to matching or beating those numbers tonight. 5.5 to go, opening quarter, 5-2 Raiders. Baseline floater, a long two, offensive board for Dvorak, and her putback is up and in. You can tell the way she plays, she gets a lot of those second-chance looks, and now Barrett bounces it down to the corner, and a little shove from behind, so Barrett with a team-high 2.5 assists. She finds her teammate for a layup. Reese Ashinger for two. Madrid works it down underneath the rim. Nobody open. Kick out it to the right wing. Now down to the corner. Three contested on its way to tie it up. No good. Jordan Carroll there for the defensive rebound for Esack County. Carroll with her first rebound of the game. Down in the left corner for Esack. Ashinger. Inside, looks for Gertis, kicks out to Barrett right wing, pump fakes, and swishes the three. They go inside, kick it out to Barrett. Now she and Bontrager each have five. 10-4, Esack County with a couple of threes. That's their lead right now. And now a right wing throw, and it's short. Raiders come away with a rebound. Barrett wants to go coast to coast. Jumps off to Bontrager. Quick pass, right side. Jordan Carroll in the right corner. They'll bounce it down underneath to Gertis, and she'll bank one off. Carroll with the pass inside. She finds Gertis, and they connect for two, and it's an early 12-4 lead, and you wonder if maybe Kelvin Adams will burn an early timeout here if that lead grows to double digits. 3:42 remaining. First quarter, kick out left wing, thought about the three, Lauren Eagleton, leading scorer for Madrid, she's been held in check so far. They work it to the right wing, three no good, and you guessed it, the cleanup work, Lauren Dvorak, another offensive board, and her putback has Madrid back within six. 3:28 remaining in the opening quarter, it's a 12-6 lead for Esack County. Madrid will burn their first timeout. We're back after this.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Start for the Esack County offense past the halfway point in the first quarter. They have a six-point lead, and they've got Wendy Vita, sophomore, trapped at half court. She gets out of it. A dump off to Carroll. A pass to the right wing. Now Bontrager shakes off a defender. Kicks to the corner. Carroll bounces it inside. Scotty Eichhorn, the junior, can't hang on as she and Vite subbed in during the timeout. 12-6 Raiders. They turn it over for the second time. 3:09 to play. Opening quarter, Madrid will inbound the basketball, and now we'll see Audrey Brown, the junior, a team-high three assists per game. They work it to the right wing. Now driving, Springer runs into a double team. Tipped into the backcourt, and they will say untouched by Esack County. Just a pass off the mark, and it's going to be a turnover. Madrid gives it back to the Raiders with Bontrager set to inbound on the far sideline. Esack County playing right to left in this first half. Bontrager set to inbound. She's got an early five. Barrett with three. Ashinger and Gertis each with a couple. Wendy Vite in the right wing. Looks and bounces it down to Ashinger at the block. Works on her defender. Hand off to Eichhorn. Out to Bontrager. Bontrager, bounce pass, and it's off the mark. It'll be intercepted by Jalen Fusen, Back the other way. Madrid down 6. They were down by 8 just a moment ago. Hit the bucket. Called the timeout. Now they'll work inside with Dvorak. Kick out right wing. Eagleton splashes her team high 42nd three of the year. And they've got a 5-0 run. 12-9. Eastsack County still on top. A pass to the front court. Reese Hashinger. Kick downstairs and a wide open. Scotty Eichhorn. Nice pass from Hashinger with 2:05 to play first quarter. That'll snap a back-to-back bucket run for Madrid. Now they have a pass stolen away by Sarah Bontrager. She'll try to go coast-to-coast. Finds a seam. Turns and finds Hashinger. The freshman dribbles to the right wing and passes to Veit. Dribbles toward the right elbow. Underneath to Hashinger. Back up top. Eastsack County's offense being efficient early in the going here. Out to Bontrager. Right wing. 3 on the way. That's off the back iron. Offensive board. Pulled down by Veit. And she'll fade away. Can't get it to go. She got the offensive rebound, but Veit couldn't connect on the putback. 1:25 to go first quarter. Madrid down by a handful, and they're in the left corner with Lauren Dvorak. Pass to the top. Maisie Surratt now looking inside Dvorak, and she works against her defender, Eichhorn. Dvorak wins that battle easily with a spin move, and it's 14-11. Eastsack County with a breakout front. Carroll dumps off underneath. Too strong on the bunny. Eichhorn unable to finish it. And with a minute to go, first quarter. Madrid's trailing by 3 with a chance to tie or get within 1 here on this possession. It's swatted out by Carroll. The pass intended for Surratt in the corner, deflected out of bounds. And now Torrey Hauser, a junior for the Raiders, will sub in for Jordan Carroll. 49.5 seconds left, first quarter. A 14-11 lead for Eastsack County. They'll defend out of this stoppage. To the left wing, they'll inbound it to Audrey Brown. Deflected ball. It'll be picked up and stolen by Veit. Lost the handle on it. She gets shoved from behind, and we've made it 7 minutes and 20 seconds for our first foul of the game. They were almost there to... I think Veit may have come away with a steal, but then got fouled immediately when she picked it up. So they'll inbound it. Ball is loose. Deflected. Offensive board for Hauser. Looks inside. Dangerous pass. She wanted to get it to Eichhorn, but it's jumped in front by Samantha Springer. And she leaps in front of the pass to intercept it the other way. 21 seconds left. Opening quarter. A steal here for Wendy Veit. And now she spins her way to the right wing. Off to Bontrager, shakes off a defender to the top, Hashinger. Left wing pass to Hauser. Clock down to 7 seconds. Going to have to just put one up here if they don't get anything open. Veit, right wing, Ashinger's 3, no good. 1 too many passes, though, as Eichhorn comes away with a rebound. She had time for a putback. Instead, she passed it outside, and they run out of time. But it's a 14-11 Eastsack County lead as they scored early and led the whole quarter. We're back in a minute. We go to quarter number 2 on Kick 106.7. Eastsack County leading by 3.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
As in Sac City, we are in the Gatorade broadcast booth, Eastsack County, ready to get this second quarter underway as they are hosting Madrid. They led the whole first quarter, Madrid down 3. They possess the ball first here in quarter number 2, and it's been Lauren Dvorak, the big the big threat for Madrid. A lot of offensive rebounds, and I think almost all of her points came on putback attempts. Six of her team's 11. And a chance to go inside, but a block from Scotty Eichhorn back the other way, picked up by Sarah Bontrager. Bounce pass to the left wing. Off to Bontrager on the right side. As they work against this Madrid defense, they average 7 steals a game. Esac County in the right wing. Tossed left side now. Bontrager. Bounce pass underneath. Looking for Scotty Eichhorn. Bounce pass again to Tori Hauser. Hand off Bontrager. Shot clock at 8. She lets it fly. The long left wing 2 comes up empty. And Madrid there for the defensive rebound. Audrey Brown comes away with it. Now Samantha Springer. Passes right side to Eagleton. Eagleton hit a 3. That's been her offense tonight. Got a chance at another one, and she splashes it, and we are knotted up for the first time at 14. 6:48 to play, first half. Esac County with just one starter on the floor right now, and that's Bontrager. And now Madrid comes away with a steal. Tipped pass picked up by Maisie Surratt, and they'll work it up the floor slowly. Samantha Springer looking to give Madrid their first lead of the game. Just tied for the first time. And Madrid works around the perimeter. Now inside. Kick to the top. Pump fake on the 3 from Springer. Backdoor flick. Out to the right wing. Eagleton looking for her 3rd 3 of the night. This time it's off the rim. And it's rebounded by Wendy Veit. Up the far side. Raiders have it. And they'll toss it left wing. Open for a moment. If Brooke Burns wanted the 3, she won't take it. Catch and shoot. Shot from the free throw line. Missed short and rebounded again by Dvorak. Under 6 minutes to go in the first half of this girls' opener for 2A Region 3. Winner heads to Hinton, just north of Sioux City on Friday night. You're listening to Kick 106.7. Left wing pump fake inside Dvorak. Over the head of Eichhorn, and Madrid takes their first lead of the day. Dvorak has 8 of their 16. They open the quarter on a 5-0 run. Brooke Burns passes right side. Bontrager, defender falls down. 3 is off the rim, no good. Tipped and inside. The deflected rebound by Eichhorn, and she goes up for the putback. We're knotted up at 16 again. Back-to-back ties. 5:11 to go in the half. Dvorak right wing. Kicks out to Springer. Now to the top. Audrey Brown, left wing toss. Off to Eagleton, inside Dvorak, outside Springer, driving, and blocked by Eichhorn, but fouled. And we've got our first whistle on a foul for the Esac County Raiders. They've got one foul each way on the night, one in each quarter, and this will be a shooting foul. So we will see Samantha Springer shooting 2 from the free throw line, and her first one planks off the back iron, no good. She has struggled from the free throw line this year. Springer just a 26% shooter on her 39 attempts, as Esac County's bulk of their starters began the second quarter on the bench. They have mostly all subbed back in to join Bontrager, as Springer will miss both free throws. But there's Dvorak to clean it up. Another offensive rebound and put back for her, and she's got an early 10 points for Madrid of their 18. After a brief tie at 16, Madrid continues their second quarter advantage 7-2 since the quarter break. Bontrager's at the free throw line, retreats out behind the perimeter. Passes to Chloe Barrett in the left wing, out to Ashinger up top. High dribble, steps to the right elbow, retreats, hands off to Bontrager, shot clock down to 10. To the corner, Carroll, left wing, out to Ashinger, short 3, and the rebound scooped up by Maisie Surratt. For 18 left in the opening half. Madrid with a 2-point lead, and they work it to the right side. Springer in the wing. To the top, Brown. Eagleton left wing. Now inside, Dvorak. Kick out right wing. 3 on the way. Off the back of the rim. It rolls off, no good. Now they'll tussle for the rebound, and it's knocked off into the bleachers. Last touch by Madrid as Gertis was chasing it down, and one of the Madrid Tigers deflects it toward the sideline. Halfway through quarter 2, it's 18-16 Madrid. Bounce pass to Carroll at the free throw line. Shakes off a defender. Bounces it underneath. And they'll say she traveled as she tried to... I think her defender kind of faded away, and she didn't realize how wide open she was and got to the low block and took one too many steps. Couldn't believe how wide open she was and kind of took her out of her rhythm, I think. 3:45 left. Inside look for Maisie Surratt. Elbow jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by Miranda Gertis. And it's a handoff to Barrett. She's up the floor right to left. Stops at the left elbow. Nice backdoor cut. Bontrager driving layup. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to the wing. Barrett to Bontrager. Drives baseline again underneath to Ashinger. And Bontrager feeds her. And Gertis finishes. Miranda Gertis with her second basket. Fed there by Bontrager. 3:15 remaining. And we've had our third tie of this second quarter at 14, 16, and 18. Madrid, a corner long two. They thought about it. It was about to be blocked by Ashinger, so they pass on it. Eagleton to the top. Brown inside Dvorak. Wide open underneath, Aver, but everybody collapsed on Dvorak, and that left her teammate Surratt wide open to break the 18-all tie. It's 20-18. No, it's 20-26. 8 years into the future. 2:56 to go. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
It's been a competitive first half so far here in Sac City. It's 20-18. With East Sac County trailing after a 5-0 start to the quarter for Madrid, and they have not given up the lead. They've been tied three times, but East Sac still looking to retake the lead. High pass to Barrett. She can't track it down. And that will graze her fingertips on the way out of bounds. It does not help that Barrett's listed at 5'1". She needed to be about 5'9 to pull that one in easily. That pass was just well off the mark, and that'll be a turnover. So Madrid, their buckets have primarily been coming as Ashinger gets the block. They've been tied and then taking the lead. They had a chance to add to a lead as they kick out to the wing, left side. No. Three missed. Dvorak is there. And Springer pushes up the floor left to right. Bounce pass to Eagleton on the right side. She's hit a couple threes on the night. And 43 on the year. Here's a high pass. Looks like a quarterback out there underneath looking for Eagleton. And now Springer has it again. Lobs it left side. Kicks downstairs wide open, but too strong. Rebound will be deflected away and is picked up by Surratt. But as Surratt passed it back to Audrey Brown, she was standing right near the half-court stripe, and they'll say she went over and back as that pass went over the backcourt line, and her toes landed in the backcourt when she gained possession of it. So it'll be a turnover with 1:48 remaining in the second quarter. Updates from our Kemper and Carroll games over on KKRL and KCIM tonight. Kemper girls have a 30-0 lead after the first quarter, if that's not a typo. Carroll with a 10-7 lead over Humboldt in those 3A girls games as Ashinger travels, rather Gertis, inside, and she'll turn it over back to Madrid. We've kind of been stuck at 20-18 here for just a little bit. 93 seconds left in the second quarter. And you're listening to Kick 106.7, our live CB Sports Network coverage tonight of the 2A opening round of the girls' postseason here on Kick and online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. Deflected ball knocked out of bounds by Ashinger, so Madrid will get to inbound right in front of the East Sac County bench, next to head coach Josh Dietrich standing at the end of the bench. 1:18 to go, second quarter. Madrid inbounded it behind the timeline. They get it to the front court now. At the top, pass to Eagleton on the left side. Right wing now, dribbling Brown. Eagleton at the top. Thought about the contested three. Contested three fake. Kick to the top. Eagleton with two on the shot clock, and she swishes her third of the game, second of the quarter. And now the Raiders trail by five, their largest of the game. Barrett finds Ashinger in the left corner to answer for three. 23-21. East Sac County led by as many as 8 in the first quarter. Madrid, as they'll work inside, and they'll add to their lead by a couple. Another bucket for 6 of the game, Lauren Dvorak. Barrett at the left elbow. Retreats, backdoor cut underneath for Ashinger. Defender fades away, and Ashinger finishes with the layup. Barrett fed her inside, and now 16 seconds left in the first half. 25-23, it's been a closely contested ball game so far. At the timeline, Madrid has it. Shot clock is off, 5 seconds. Springer drives, runs into traffic, high off the glass as the clock expires. Springer lays it in for her first basket of the game, and at the half, it'll be 27-23. Madrid with a 4-point lead as we go into halftime, thanks to Mackey Motors, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. You can find them online, too, at MackeyMotors.com. This 2A Region 3 first-round matchup is halfway through, and we return to Sac City after this in the Gatorade broadcast booth on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game. With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Live on Kick 106.7 tonight, I'm Nick Brink from the Gatorade broadcast booth as we come to you from this 2A Region 3 first-round matchup in Sac City featuring East Sac County and Madrid. East Sac County led wire-to-wire in that first quarter, 14-11 at the end of one, and then in the second quarter, Madrid jumped out to a quick 5-0 start, took the lead. We saw three ties at 14, 16, and 18, and for a brief moment, Madrid led by as many as 5 after trailing by 8 in the first quarter, And right now they lead by four. It is 27-23 here at the halftime break, thanks to Mackey Motors, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. The 9-12 ESAC County Raiders were led by the freshman Reese Ashinger in that opening half with 7 points. She hit one of their three threes. Sarah Bontrager added 5 points, had a couple steals as well. Chloe Barrett, 3 points and three assists. Scotty Eichhorn and Miranda Gertis each with 4 points apiece. And for Madrid, the bulk of their offense early came from Lauren Dvorak. But Laura Eagleton, their leading scorer, chipped in three threes, including a couple in that second quarter. So those two have combined for 21 of their 27. Dvorak with 12 points, and she's got to be close to a double-double already. She is just crushing the Raiders on the offensive glass, especially racking up the defensive rebounds as well. But Dvorak, 12 points and probably at least 7 or 8 rebounds, if I had to guess. And then Laura Eagleton, all of her offense tonight has come from the perimeter with her three threes as she went 3 for 4 or 5. Other scorers for Madrid, Maisie Surratt with 4, and Samantha Springer had a couple. A very clean first half, as I knock on wood. We saw 2 fouls in that entire first half, 1 each way. It was a shooting foul for Madrid, but they went 0 for 2 from the free throw line. ESAC, obviously, they were only fouled once, and it was not a shooting foul. So they had no free throw attempts in the first half. Each team hit 3 threes in the first couple quarters. All of Madrid's threes were all from Laura Eagleton, their leading scorer on the year. ESAC, they distributed it well. Chloe Barrett, Sarah Bontrager, and Reese Ashinger all scored 1-3 apiece. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Don't forget, in our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's Welcome to Delicious. I'm Nick Brinks in Sac City tonight for this ESAC County Girls Playoff Opener in 2A Region 3. Scores from around the area, as again, that was not a typo. Over on KCIM tonight, Kemper's hosting Red Oak with Mason Nealand on the broadcast. And it was 30-0 Kemper at the end of one quarter. And at halftime, they have a 44-5 lead. So the Knights look like they are well on their way to the next round. Meanwhile, Carroll, they're hosting Humboldt this evening on KKRL. And at last check there, Carroll had a 10-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. The third quarter is coming your way next, live from Sac City on Kick 106.7 after this.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest. The one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family-owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family-owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Sac City in the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight on this Valentine's Day. A great matchup on the hardwood floor with Madrid and East Sac County looking for a date on Tuesday at Hinton. I think I mentioned Friday earlier. It should have been Tuesday. East Sac County will begin with a turnover on their opening possession. It'll be over the head of the intended target, Laura Eagleton, there to steal it away, and now Madrid pushes inside with Laura Dvorak, and she gets a shot almost blocked at the rim. The bunny comes up short. Bontrager left wing and drives, and we've got an early foul here. 27 seconds in, Eagleton picks up her first foul of the day, and now the Raiders will have it along the baseline. So the winner tonight plays at Hinton on Tuesday. The next round is on Friday. So if you win Tuesday, you play Friday, which would mean East Sac County's got to beat the number three team in the state. Raiders get a couple offensive looks. Ashinger inside after the offensive board from Gertis, and we've got two fouls in 43 seconds. This Madrid foul is on the floor from Lauren Dvorak. And we had two fouls in the entire first 16 minutes. Taking us 43 seconds to match it here in the third quarter. Inbound pass to Jordan Carroll. She shakes off her defender and gets around for two. Lays it around and puts it up over Samantha Springer. Jordan Carroll's first basket of the game. And the Raiders are within two. 1 minute in to the second half. Eagleton in the right wing. Looks left, dribbles right. Now they go inside to Dvorak against Gertis. And she'll win that battle. Dvorak with 14. And it's a four-point Madrid lead once again. Chloe Barrett with three assists in the first half. She'll try to shake off her defender, Audrey Brown. Hand off to Bontrager. Bounce pass back to Barrett. She surveys, looks inside. Gertis against her defender. Out to Carroll in the right wing. A lob to the left for Ashinger. Ashinger led the team in the first half with 7 points. Barrett out to Ashinger. Drives inside. Up, no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound to Maisie Surratt. They used a lot of the shot clock, but they come up empty. Madrid now to the front court with Samantha Springer in the left wing. Passing up top to Brown. Inside Dvorak. The defense collapses on her every time she touches it inside, and she's earned that with 14 points today, all coming from close range. Now Madrid inside. They'll kick to the top. A driving effort from Brown. Retreats. 8 on the shot clock. Springer left wing. Brown to the top. Inside Dvorak. Clock's going to run out here. Shot up before the buzzer. It's off the rim. No good. Missed by Springer. Jordan Carroll takes the rebound the other way for East Sac. And now Ashinger. She stands at the top. Hands it off to Sarah Bontrager. 5 points to match her jersey number tonight. Barrett in the right wing. Lobs left for Ashinger. Down in the corner. It's intercepted. Intended for Bontrager. Stolen by Eagleton. A chance at a breakaway layup, and she'll finish. Her first bucket from inside the arc tonight. She's got 11 now, and it's a 6-point lead, the largest of the day for Madrid, 31-25 with 5:25 to go in the third. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Kick 106.7. It's a full timeout.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Back in the Gatorade broadcast booth in Sac City, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. One of our three games going on tonight. Carroll has a 20-16 halftime lead at home over Humboldt. Kemper has a 39-point lead at halftime over Red Oak, 44-5. And those games can be found on KKRL and KCIM. Here on Kick 106.7, we've had a good one so far. It's been kind of back and forth. Madrid with a 6-point lead. East Sac County, this feels like a big possession for them as they used a timeout and will push up the floor. Right before this game got started, they held a moment of silence for Jason Phillips, former girls coach here at East Sac, who passed away last year, and that was a nice honor that the gym gave him. With about 30 seconds or so for a moment of silence. The Raiders trying to win here in the postseason. First round matchup inside Gertis. Kicks to the right wing. Ashinger for three, and that was money. The second it left her fingertips. Gertis with the assist. Ashinger with her second triple of the day, and they needed that. The lead is down to three for Madrid. 31-28. Madrid with a pump fake up top. Kick to Springer left wing. Shoved around by Barrett. Now a lob to the right wing. Springer gets it back. Bounce pass inside, and she'll travel as Jordan Carroll stomps her in her tracks and forces a travel. Now Carroll will sub out, and they'll bring Wendy Veit back onto the floor. The sophomore will step in for the Raiders. They are down by three. They just got a takeaway. Can they get the lead down to one or maybe tie it here with a three? Jordan Carroll still on the floor. I thought she subbed out. Somebody else subbed out instead. Driving effort, up and in, up and over the rim, rather. Ashinger will go to the stripe for a couple free throws as Lauren Dvorak picks up her second foul of the day to go along with her 14 points. It was a driving effort down the left side of the baseline, and now Ashinger will shoot East Sac County's first free throws of the day. They have not really been to the free throw line a ton this year when you consider everything. This will be their first of the night. Ashinger bounces it around and drops it in. 152 free throw attempts for the Raiders compared to 219 for Madrid on the year. Ashinger, she's got 11 points, and this free throw could get them within one, and she swishes it. Five for Ashinger here in the quarter. She's up to 12 tonight, and a leading contender to be your Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Welcome to Delicious. 31-30. Madrid will get the inbound pass, and now they've got some full court pressure from East Sac County to contend with. Into the front court, Dvorak hands it off to Eagleton. Along the near sideline, right in front of the Madrid bench as they work right to left here in the second half. Madrid's not a very deep team. I think they've played six girls tonight, and they normally only play about seven. The rest of their roster, they've got about six or so other girls that will come in when games get out of hand. Wendy Veit scoops up the loose ball. She picks up a steal. Now East Sac with a chance to retake the lead for the first time since early in the second quarter, but Sarah Bontrager lost the handle on it. It's picked up by Maisie Surratt, and her pass to the left side of the lane is just off the hand of Laura Eagleton. And we trade turnovers. 3:37 remaining in the third quarter, 31-30. Madrid leading by one over the East Sac County Raiders here in Sac City. Veit are across the timeline, traced defensively by Audrey Brown. Bontrager in the right wing. Bounce pass to the top. Scotty Eichhorn, a junior, is out there. Off to Ashinger. 12 here on the day. A chance to add to it, but her layup rolls off the rim. She came driving in from the corner left side, straight to the rim, and missed. Springer there for the rebound. Now Eagleton back near half court. Bounce pass to the right wing. Springer has it back against this 2-3 zone for the Raiders. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Inside with Dvorak. She's at the free throw line. Kick out to Eagleton, looking for her fourth three of the night, and she sinks it. 34-30. Back to a two-possession game. Wendy Veit hands it off to Ashinger. She's at the top, leading the Raiders with 12 points today. Bounce pass Bontrager. Almost traveled. Kicks out to Ashinger. Short three, and she'll get her own rebound. She got fouled in the process. That'll be the fourth on Madrid here in the quarter. None for the Raiders. 2:34 left, and the Raiders will be shooting free throws the rest of the way here in the quarter. After the next foul, Bontrager along the baseline with 5 points tonight, leading them with 13 points a game this year. And they'll inbound it to Ashinger. She finds a seam, dumps it off to Eichhorn, who lays it in. Ashinger with the assist. Eichhorn with the finish. And the layup gives her six on the day, and the lead is down to two. Madrid 34, Esac County 32 here on Kick 106.7. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. Winner moves on to Hinton on Tuesday. Madrid with Dvorak. She's been defended well here in the second half. Eagleton at the top. She's hit four threes tonight. Hand off to Springer in the right wing. Bontrager trying to rip it away to Eagleton to the left wing. Eight on the shot clock. Three on the way. No good. Bontrager there for the defensive rebound after the miss by Brown. A chance to tie or take the lead. Bontrager and the Raiders in the front court down by two. Final 2 minutes of the third quarter. Wendy Veit bounce pass right side to the wing. It's Bontrager, swatted away, gets back under it to Ashinger, bounce past Eichhorn, deflected, and now Eagleton takes it into the backcourt with a steal, and the layup is no good. Great defense at the finish by Veit, the rebound for Bontrager. 90 seconds to go in the third, a three to take the lead off the rim, no good, and the rebound will be pulled away by Madrid. Maisie Surratt comes away with it. As I believe it was Scotty Eichhorn had a chance to force the tie-up. It's deflected into the backcourt. But Madrid maintains possession against this 2-3 zone. 34-32. It's a one-score game with a minute to play in the third. 2A Region 3 first-round matchup. Dvorak down in the corner. Three from Madrid on its way. And Audrey Brown knocks her first down tonight, number 12 on the year. Five-point lead again for the Raiders. For the Tigers, rather. 37-32 with Ashinger right wing. Drives into the lane. Works against her defender. Shot is a little short. And it's knocked out by Ashinger. Trying to come away with a rebound. 41 seconds left. And Madrid has a two-score lead here in the final minute of the third. Samantha Springer. She'll inbound. And she'll find Maisie Surratt. Deep pass out into the front court with Eichhorn guarding the rim. To the top. Springer has it. She looks up at the clock. 5 seconds separating shot and game clock. Springer traced it half court, her every move. And Wendy Veit gets a little too close. It'll be her first foul. 37-32. Esac County with just two fouls on the night here in about 24 minutes. 23 minutes and 34 seconds officially. Four in the quarter for Madrid. Inbound pass right in front of the timeline from the near sideline. Springer has it. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left. Eagleton and the Tigers have a lead, but Bontrager deflects the pass. Almost had dreams of a breakaway layup at the other end. She got the deflection, almost the steal, but unable to hang on. It's out of bounds. Madrid keeps it. 17 seconds left in the third. Maisie Surratt, 7 points a game. Four tonight. She'll inbound it to Samantha Springer. She's in the right wing, double-teamed at the top of that 2-3 zone. Down to the baseline, Surratt again. Up to the top, Springer, right wing, down in the corner, looking for Surratt. Lets the long two fly at the buzzer. Eichhorn with a rebound. Bontrager heaves it. That's got a chance. Oh, it's in and out. Hit the backboard halfway through the hoop. Popped out, no good. There in the final seconds, they got a rebound, and I thought they were out of time, but they had one last heave in them. 37-32 Madrid with a 5-point lead over the Esac County Raiders as we head to the fourth quarter next on Kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank,
We're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest. The one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Five-point deficit for the East Sac County Raiders in this 2A Region 3 first-round matchup. We're live tonight in Sac City as the Raiders and the Tigers are squaring off at the half-court stripe. Madrid has the first possession of this fourth quarter. Eagleton from right to left runs into a trap. Bontrager there. Hand off to Springer on the floor right now for the Raiders. You've got Bontrager and Eichhorn, Hauser and Carroll, and also Wendy Veit. Madrid looking inside. Dvorak's been held in check here in the third quarter. Got a nice hip check, deflection, and no good off the rim. Back the other way. Carroll trying to take it the distance. Lost the handle. Ran into a couple defenders at the other end. 7:23 to go, and both teams come up empty on their opening possession here of the final quarter. Winner today moves on to play Tuesday night at Hinton, the number three team in Class 2A. And our other 2A teams, South Central Calhoun and Exira EHK, they'll begin their postseason run on Tuesday, along with the 3A teams that advanced tonight, Carroll and Kemper, both playing right now. Kemper should win easily. Carroll in a close game. Springer's three off the mark. Bontrager's there for the defensive rebound. After the rebound, Bontrager takes it up the floor. Drives, wants to go all the way. Lost the handle on it. Dumps it off to Veit at the top now, looking for Tori Hauser. Left wing Bontrager. She's been quiet. She had five in the first quarter, scoreless since. Right corner Veit thought about the three. Now to Hauser, right wing. Inside, deflected ball off the hands of a Raider into the hands of Dvorak. And we are 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Nobody has scored yet. Still a 37-32 lead, and the Madrid Tigers will throw it away. Out of bounds, intended for Dvorak. The Raiders allowed just 2 points for her in the third quarter. She put up 12 in the first half. And now we've got a whistle and perhaps a, not quite an injury timeout, but Sarah Bontrager may have some blood down around her ankle or her knee, so they're going to get that checked out. A little bit of an injury timeout here to get that addressed. They'll get her wrapped up. 6:23 left here in the fourth quarter, 37-32, and you're listening to Kick 106.7. Carroll's hosting Humboldt tonight on KKRL with Jeff Blankman. That's a close one at halftime, 20-16 Tigers. And then Kemper had a 44-5 lead at home over Red Oak. Those are our two 3A teams beginning their postseason runs tonight. So 2A and 3A are in action tonight, with 1A and 2A in action on Tuesday. Our winner here in this 2A Region 3 opener, East Sac or Madrid, will head to Hinton. 6:15 to play. Ashinger driving right side. Didn't get enough on it. Misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Out to Wendy Veit for three, and it's off the back iron. Eichhorn fighting for the rebound, and now we've got Barrett coming in to force a jump ball to preserve the possession for the Raiders. They'll hang on to it. They had a couple chances, weren't able to finish, but they'll get the possession here. 6:02 to go, and this is a big possession for the Raiders, down by five, and trying to stay step for step with the Tigers. Wendy Veit in the left wing, down in the corner for Barrett. Pump fakes the three, gets the defender to bite. Now drives baseline, lost the handle on it, and it rolls out of bounds. 5:53 left, and they'll turn it over back to Madrid. Both of these teams lost in regional quarterfinals last year. And Madrid is going to mess up the inbound pass. They went over the line. I think the inbounder stepped on the line as she tossed it in. So the Raiders will call it a free possession here. Can they capitalize? Under 6 minutes to go. Bontrager looks to the rim, finds Veit. And she's guarded well. Back out to Bontrager, right elbow. To Veit at the free throw line. Driving inside, puts it up and over the defender. Popped around and rebounded after the deflection by the Raiders. Madrid comes away with a defensive board. Audrey Brown to Springer on the near side. A possession that the Raiders were hoping they could capitalize on. Now Madrid turns it over at the other end. Springer loses it on the dribble off her knee. 37-32. We have no scoring here in the fourth quarter yet in the first 2.5 minutes. Inbound pass from Bontrager to Veit. She'll stop in the right wing, now dribble to her left. At the top, Reese Ashinger leading the team in scoring with 12 points today. She shakes off a defender with a spin move, and her little bunny rolls around and off the rim. No good. Madrid will take it back. So we have been scoreless for 2 minutes and 45 seconds here in the final quarter. 37-32, Madrid on top, leading by a handful. And they'll inbound with Maisie Surratt. 4 points for her tonight. Inbound pass to Springer. She's got a couple points. Left wing pass to Eagleton, leading the way with 13. Well, she and Dvorak, rather. Dvorak has 14. She's got it at the free throw line. Out to the wing, Brown. At the top, Springer pump fakes a three. Hits a double team. Now she'll take it back. At the top. Now that'll leave Eagleton open for a moment. Shot clock down to 11. They burned a lot of clock. 3-plus scoreless minutes here in the fourth quarter. Underneath Dvorak, the block shot for Miranda Gertis. The sophomore comes away with a big block. Jordan Carroll scoops it. Drives the other way. Layup off the backboard. No good. They've had their chances. They haven't been able to make hay with them. And now Madrid will burn a timeout. Each team with 3 remaining. 4.5 minutes to play in this opening round matchup for 2A Region 3. Winner heads to Hinton on Tuesday. We're back in a minute on Kick 106.7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, and online with the CB Sports Network at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and our score remains 37-32, Madrid on top. No one has scored here in the fourth quarter yet. Both teams have had good looks, but defenses are playing well as well. Inside with Dvorak to Eagleton to the top. Madrid with Surratt to Eagleton. Downstairs, they've got some fresh blood out there. Jalen Fusen, and we've got a block shot, but it's a foul from Gertis, and so that will send Dvorak to the free throw line. Gertis with her first foul tonight, just the third foul on East Sac County all night long. Dvorak will shoot free throw. She's been there 68 times this year, and she's 0-for-1 tonight. Misses here. 14 points for her, and it's a 5-point lead still. No scoring in this fourth quarter. She'll have a chance to change that here with a free throw. One more chance. Dvorak for Madrid. Missed both. Rebound for Jordan Carroll. And now East Sac back to work. She's off and running left to right. Hand off to Barrett. Starters out there for the Raiders. With Barrett, Bontrager, Carroll, Ashinger, and Gertis. Bounce pass to the top. Jordan Carroll looks right side Barrett. Down by 5, the Raiders have Ashinger at the top. Dribbles to the free throw line. Splits a double team. Finds Gertis. Off to Carroll. 14 on the shot clock. Dribbles inside. Works around the defender. And she was a little long on the play. It's off the glass. No good. Jump ball is going to favor the Madrid Tigers here. And as they were going up for that rebound, it looked like Lauren Dvorak got the worst of it. And she will come out. She may have a bloody nose. Or she at least feels like she has a bloody nose, so they'll get her taken care of. But that's a... If she is not able to get out on the court for this next possession, she may sub out for the first time all night. Nope. Looks like they will get a timeout here. With 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter, we have had 4 minutes and 22 scoreless seconds here in the fourth quarter. It remains a 37-32 Madrid lead. ESAC County led the entire first quarter. They ended it with a 14-11 lead. Madrid started the second quarter with a 5-0 start to go up 16-14. There were ties at 14, 16, and 18 in that second quarter. Otherwise, Madrid has not relinquished the lead since very early in the second quarter, and they've got the possession here. Dvorak will sub out for this possession, and Madrid will go to work without her, as they have Jalen Fusen on the floor. So she's got 14 of their points tonight. At the top, Fusen off the bench. No good. Eagleton fights for the rebound underneath. Almost stepped out. Tosses it back in. Bontrager comes away with it. Bontrager at the top. Three off the back of the rim. No good. She was open. Didn't fall. And Fusen has the defensive rebound. Still a scoreless fourth quarter. 37-32 Madrid. Eagleton passes left side for Madrid. Eagleton and Madrid content to burn clock. They're at the free throw line. Open, jumper on the way, off the rim, no good. Fusen with a travel as she rebounded it and tried to pass it back to Surratt. 5 minutes and 3 seconds of scoreless fourth quarter basketball. It remains a 37-32 Madrid lead. Barrett's at the top. Starters on the floor for the Raiders. Reese Ashinger, a team-high 12 points. Dribbles to the left elbow, kicked down to the corner. Carroll drives around her defender, goes up, misses, but's got free throws on the way. She got fouled from behind. I think it might be Eagleton who traced her from behind, number two on Eagleton tonight. So now we'll see Jordan Carroll go to the free throw line, where she hasn't really been a lot this year. And now the ESAC County fans will go quiet here with 2:42 to go, so Carroll can get to work. Right-handed free throw on its way. And still a scoreless fourth quarter. Off the back of the rim, no good. And one more chance coming. Madrid 0 for 2 from the free throw line here in the quarter. They're 0 for 4 in the game. ESAC 2 for 3 from the stripe tonight. And we're still scoreless, but it's an offensive rebound for Bontrager. Out and underneath to Gertis. Fouled from behind. No, actually no foul. Just a clean block. Blocked by Fusen from behind. But nonetheless, the Raiders, they didn't get the free throws, but they've got a chance to get two or three here as they maintain possession after the offensive board from Bontrager. A kick down to the corner. Ashinger finds Barrett at the top. 2:30 to go. Nobody has scored in the fourth quarter. Jordan Carroll drives. Lob to the left wing. Ashinger open for three on the way. Skips off the far iron and rebounded by Eagleton. Madrid with possession. Eagleton into the front court. She's got 13 tonight. 14, rather. She and Dvorak. Dvorak each with 14. Rattles around a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Fusen came away with it. Eagleton open in the left wing. Content to burn clock. 2 minutes to go. Still 37-32 Madrid. Winner moves on to Hinton, and that would be a heck of a drive from Madrid to Hinton, Iowa, up near Sioux City, if Madrid will hang on to win this one. At the top, Eagleton, shot clock at 12. Eagleton shakes off defenders, lobs it in, and the floater, the first score of the fourth quarter. 7-point lead, 90 seconds left. Barrett in the left elbow area. She gets knocked to the floor and a shove from Audrey Brown, her second foul. 6.5 minutes into the final quarter, 1.5 minutes to go. The Raiders have been scoreless. Madrid had been scoreless until Eagleton drove inside and got about a 6-foot floater. Bontrager looks to inbound, and they'll find Wendy Veit at the left wing. They're down three possessions. Carroll's open in the left wing. Jukes at her defender, drives inside, lays it up too strong, can't get it to fall, and Dvorak's there for a defensive rebound. And now Madrid with possession. They'll work it into the front court. The Raiders have had their chances here in the fourth. Madrid has left the door open, but the Raiders just have not been able to finish buckets. Audrey Brown, with a minute to go, passes to Eagleton, and Carroll fouls. A lot of fouls to go before free throws kick in, and that should give them a fresh shot clock, too. And a timeout taken here by the Madrid Tigers. They'll have two remaining. 1 minute to go, and Esack County's season is on the ropes. They trail 39-32, and they're on defense. 1 minute left. We're back after this on Kick 106.7, live from Sac City. You're listening to girls basketball postseason coverage.
Jacobson Seed, family-owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family-owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family-owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
This 2A Region 3 first round matchup on Kick 106.7 girls basketball tonight, as the postseason is underway for classes 2A and 3A tonight. Class 1A girls got underway on Thursday night with the IKM Manning Wolves and the Glen Ralston Wildcats both moving on over Peyton Sherdan and Arweva. They'll be back in action on Tuesday, as will the winner of this two-way matchup. Madrid with a seven-point lead and the basketball here in the fourth quarter. And the Raiders are going to have to start fouling here. They've got two on the board. Haven't fouled yet. They get it to the free throw line. Dvorak with a Kleenex in her nose. She had a bloody nose earlier. Fighting to steal it. Still loose. And now shoved out of bounds. There is the whistle. 44 seconds left. Third foul for the Raiders. This one belongs to Reese Ashinger. Madrid with a seven-point lead, now under 44 seconds to go here on Kick 106.7. Inbound pass to Laura Eagleton, and she is swallowed up immediately and fouled. And this is Jordan Carroll's second. So that was their final foul to give. Now the next one will put the Madrid Tigers at the free throw line, where they have gone 0 for 4 tonight. Inbound pass to Dvorak. They haven't fouled yet, down to 39 seconds, and now they'll try to pop it free, which they pry it from the hands of Maisie Surratt, but she'll shoot free throws here. She got fouled by Reese Ashinger, her second. 38 seconds to go. Madrid has just a couple points here in the fourth quarter, but they have not given up anything for the Raiders, and they hit their first free throw of the night on their fifth attempt. Maisie Surratt hits it. She's 75% from the stripe this year. They have a chance to extend it to 9 points, the lead right now. But the second free throw rolls off left side. It's no good. Jordan Carroll was there for the rebound, but I think they said somebody for ESAC moved early. And so she... Or was it a foul? She either went early or there was a foul. So they did not put a foul on the board. So I think she must have moved early. So the second free throw is coming here after another miss. But she gets this one to fall. So it's a 9-point lead. This possession pretty much needs to be a made three. Ashinger in the left wing. Down underneath to Gertis. Kicks to the top. Jordan Carroll lets it fly off the rim. No good. Madrid rebounds it with 25 seconds left. And now will they foul and try to extend the game? They will. Jordan Carroll will foul. It's her third of the day. 21 seconds left. 41-32. Madrid will head back to the free throw line, and it'll be Samantha Springer. She's got 2 points tonight. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. The senior, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game, has a chance to extend this to a four-score game, and she will. It's a 10-point lead, 42-32. She hits the free throw. And now Danae Thayer, a senior, who has not played tonight. She will check in here for Miranda Gertis, and the senior will get to finish out these 21 seconds as it looks like they're going to fall. She'll get the rebound as Springer misses. Deep pass underneath to Bontrager, and that's the way this fourth quarter's gone. It'll roll off the rim, a little too much on it, and they'll be able to dribble out the clock. I think East Sac County will not foul, but they're playing tight defense. They get it into the front court, and now Madrid will be able to dribble out the final few seconds. Unfortunately for the Raiders, they go scoreless in the fourth quarter. Madrid scores only five, but it's enough, and they win 42-32. They move on to play at Hinton coming up on Tuesday night in the regional quarterfinals for 2A Region 3. East Sac's season will come to an end. First-year head coach Josh Dietrich and the Raiders will finish 9-13 this year, and they'll graduate several seniors: Chloe Barrett, Sarah Bontrager, Jordan Carroll, and Danae Thayer. Thayer, the one that came off the bench in the final seconds. A 10-point loss for the Raiders tonight. Their season will come to an end, and we'll head to the Mackey Motors postgame show next. You are listening to Kick 106.7, and we'll return to the Gatorade broadcast booth next. And don't forget, we'll also name our Culver's Player of the Game. That's all coming up next on Kick 106.7, live from Sac City.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you, and they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
We are into our Mackey Motors post-game show tonight on Kick 106.7. A tough loss tonight for East Sac County in their playoff opener in this 2A Region 3 matchup with Madrid. East Sac led the whole first quarter. It was 14-11. Madrid took a lead in the second quarter, never relinquished it. It was 27-23 at halftime, 37-32 at the end of the third quarter, and 42-32 at the final horn. East Sac County went scoreless in the final 8 minutes. Madrid only scored five themselves, but their defense held the Raiders to nothing in the fourth, and they had enough of a buffer and then hit a few free throws down the stretch to stretch it out to their largest lead of the night. 42-32, your final score. And for the Raiders, they were led by freshman Reese Ashinger tonight with 12 points. Scotty Eichhorn added 6 points. Sarah Bontrager had 5 points and 6 rebounds. Wendy Veit picked up 3 steals. Miranda Gertis, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Chloe Barrett finished with 3 points and 3 assists on the night, but unfortunately for the Raiders, it just was not enough. They had their chances, they had openings. Madrid never slammed the door shut, but every time they had possessions, they just could not hit the shots down the stretch, and it was a tough way to go out, a scoreless final quarter for the Raiders tonight, and they fall by 10. So that means Madrid, they're back to 500 on the year after dropping their last two regular season games to ACGC and I-35. They're 11-11. They get this 42-32 win at East Sac. And now Madrid will get to take on the number 3 team in the state, Hinton. A one-loss team, 17 wins on the year. And they'll get to face them on the road Tuesday. That'll be a heck of a long drive from Madrid to Hinton. And they'll get to do that on Tuesday against the top seed in the bracket for Region 3. Updates from our other games tonight over on KKRL. Carroll is starting to build a lead into the fourth quarter. It's 40-30 after 3 over Humboldt. And Kemper was up 55-13 at the end of the third quarter over on KCIM as they are hosting Red Oak tonight. So it looks like Kemper will win handily. Carroll has a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter if they can hang on. And East Sac County falls tonight, 42-32. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. And when we return, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Culver's, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Welcome to Delicious.
Jacobson Seed, family-owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family-owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family-owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Tough night for the Raiders as they fall 42-32 to Madrid. East Sac County's season will come to an end at 9-13. And again, we will hopefully grab a word with Josh Dietrich, first-year head coach of East Sac County, as they will graduate a number of seniors, Chloe Barrett, Sarah Bontrager, Jordan Carroll, and Danae Thayer, as I mentioned earlier. So they will certainly miss that bunch, and they'll have some youngsters coming back next year. Reese Ashinger, 12 points tonight, a team high for East Sac. She is our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Led the first half scoring with 7, finishes with 12, and she hit a 3 and a couple of free throws in the third quarter late and got the Raiders back within a few, and then they just never scored again. A scoreless fourth quarter, and they had their looks, had their chances, just wasn't their night. And Madrid is moving on to face Hinton on Tuesday. We'll take one more quick break and hopefully grab a word with head coach Dietrich as the Raiders season comes to an end tonight here at home, 42-32 at the hands of the Madrid Tigers. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show. We're back next on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Our Mackey Motors post-game show continues in Sac City as Esac County falls tonight at home 42-32. The Madrid Tigers are moving on. They'll play at Hinton on Tuesday. You're listening to the Mackey Motors post-game show. And again, Reese Ashinger is our Culver's player of the game, a team-high 12 points for the Raiders. Before we go off the air tonight and wrap up our broadcast, want to pass along once again, we mentioned it earlier, a couple of Esac County Raiders are moving on to the wrestling tournament at State down in Des Moines next week, and that includes Dawson Allen and Cal McCullough, so congratulations to those two. And then the Esac County boys are in action on Monday night. They are at South Central Calhoun. It won't be their first, it won't be their second, it'll be their third matchup with the Titans, and we'll have that broadcast on Kick 106.7 Monday night with KC Miners. Other games on Monday include IKM Manning hosting Peyton Sherdan. We'll have that broadcast on KKRL. And then the Coon Rapids Baird boys game, they are hosting either Loma or Exira EHK. I don't remember who won on Friday. We will have that covered for you on our CB Sports Network YouTube channel with Mason. And then Arweva is hosting AHSTW. Glenn Ralston is at Ankeny Christian. And then coming up Tuesday night, more girls basketball coming your way from the CB Sports Network. 1A and 2A back in action. South Central Calhoun will begin their postseason run at MMCRU. It'll be the Exira EHK Spartans hosting Griswold. Blankman will have that broadcast on KCIM. I will be in Coon Rapids on Tuesday as Southeast Warren will face the Crusaders in 1A girls basketball here on Kick 106.7. And then we've got Glenn Ralston at IKM Manning coming up Tuesday night, on KKRL with Mason Nealon. That will do it for our coverage tonight. I was hoping to grab a word with head coach Dietrich, but I'm assuming he is still having a long chat with his girls as their season comes to an end tonight at the hand of the Madrid Tigers. Esac season ends at 9-13. Josh Dietrich's first year as head coach of the Raiders comes to an end. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. 42-32, your final score. The Madrid Tigers win it on the road at the Esac County Raiders. That'll wrap up our girls basketball coverage tonight with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brink. So long from Sac City, and thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your Valentine's Day.